Salaamun Alaikum to all of you dear mu'mineen mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we will explore examples from the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam that demonstrate his implementation and embodiment of the teachings mentioned in Hikmah 24, where he alayhi salam said, "Min kaffarat al-dhunub al-idham, ighathatu al-malhuf wa tanfisu anil makrub," providing relief to those in distress and offering comfort in times of hardship are considered means of atonement for greater sins. And indeed, Imam Ali alayhi salam himself served as a role model in helping and resolving the problems of others, both through his own practical actions and also by establishing rules and regulations. For example, it is narrated in Baharul Anwar, once during a very hot midday when nobody would want to be outside, Sa'd ibn Qais al-Hamdani saw Imam alayhi salam standing outside his house. He asked Imam about the reason for his presence outside in such a heat. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam explained to him that he wanted to be available to anyone who needs help. As you know, by the Prophet's supplication, Imam alayhi salam was protected from the extremes of heat and cold. However, suddenly a lady approached Imam, crying and explained to him that her husband had physically assaulted her and thrown her out of the house. Imam Ali alayhi salam went to her house and spoke to the husband. When the husband realized that he was speaking to Imam, he immediately sought forgiveness from Imam, accepted his wife back, and promised never to harm her again. After that, Saeed says Imam was happily repeating this, "Alhamdulillah alladhi aslaha bi bayna mar'atin wa zawjaha." Praise be to Allah who has used me to reconcile between a woman and her husband. And there are many other stories about how Imam alayhi salam personally took care of the needy and orphans and personally engaged in resolving problems of people. However, what is truly interesting is the socialization formulas that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam explained in a part of letter 53 of Nahjul Balagha. In this letter, Imam Ali alayhi salam gives advice to Malik al-Ashtar on how to rule as a representative of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In this era of information, where people have easily access to all sorts of information, what people truly seek are idols or someone that they can follow. Every follower of Imam Ali alayhi salam is a representative of him and the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Therefore, wherever you are, listen to these pieces of advice that Imam Ali alayhi salam explains on how a representative of his should act among the people in their society. وَاجْعَلْ لِذَوِ الْحَاجَاتِ مِنْكَ قِسْمًا تُفَرِّقُ لَهُمْ فِيهِ شَخْصَكَ. And allocate a portion of your time to attend the complaints of the needy, during which you make yourself available for their requests. وَتَجْلِسْ لَهُمْ مَجْلِسًا عَامًا فَتَتَوَاضَعُ فِيهِ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ. Sit in public gatherings so that the disabled and the helpless can have access to you, and feel humble therein for the sake of Allah who created you. وَتُقْعِدُ عَنْهُمْ جُنْدَكَ وَأَعْوَانَكَ مِنْ أَحْرَاسِكَ وَشُرَتِكَ حَتَّى يُكَلِّمَكَ مُتَكَلِّمُهُمْ غَيْرَ مُتَتَعْتِعَ. On that occasion, you should keep away your army and your assistants, such as the guards and the police, so that anyone who likes to speak may speak to you and can express their words without hesitation, with a fearless and unburdened tongue, and make their needs known. فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في غير موطن لن تقدس أمة لا يؤخذ للضعيف فيها حقه من القوي غير متتعت. For I have heard from the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, on multiple occasions, saying, a nation will never achieve purity if within that nation, the right of the weak is not secured from the strong without fear. ثُمَّ احْتِمِلِ الْخُرْقَ مِنْهُمْ وَالْعِي وَنَحِّ عَنْهُمُ الضَّيْغَ وَالْأَنْفِ يَبْسُطِ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ بِذَلِكَ أَكْنَافَ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُوجِبْ لَكَ ثَوَابَ طَاعَتِهِ. Tolerate their awkwardness and inability to speak. Keep away from you irritability and haughtiness. Allah would on this account spread over you His mercy and assign the reward on His obedience for you. وَأَعْطِ مَا أَعْطَيْتَ هَنِيئًا وَامْنَعْ فِي إِجْمَالٍ وَإِعْذَارًا. Whatever you give it joyfully, with kindness to bring joy to the recipient. And when you refuse and you are unable to fulfill the request, do it handsomely and with excuses, so they do not suffer or hold grudges in their hearts. You may have already understand that Letter 53 of Nahjul Balagha is a rich and detailed text that requires careful analysis in order to derive the maximum benefit from it. Insha'Allah, we will delve into its contents in the future and explore it in detail. However, each of these pieces of advice, as you can see, provides us with a lifestyle to follow that will result in a stronger community. When you make time to be among the needy and those who face problems and hardships, especially believers in such circumstances, and create an environment where they feel comfortable expressing themselves in any manner they choose, and you tolerate their speech and way of expressing themselves, and you do your best to solve their problems with joy and kindness, and even if you cannot do anything for them, you kindly listen and respectfully apologize for not being able to help them, you are strengthening the bonds and relations between members of a society or even within a small community of believers. Therefore, let us follow these steps and strive to contribute to the strengthening of the Ummah of Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, as it paves the way for the reappearance of our Imam, the Savior of humanity, Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman, ajjalallah ta'ala faraju al-sharif. Allahumma, inna nargabu ilayka fi dawlatin kareema, tu'izzu biha al-Islam wa ahla, wa tuzillu biha al-nifaq wa ahla. O Allah, we ardently desire that you confer upon us a respectful government through which you may give might to Islam and its followers and humiliate hypocrisy and its followers. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.